Hello. Welcome to Options Talk with OIC. I'm Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing for the Options Industry Council, and I'll be your host for this podcast series. OIC was created in 1992 to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars, webcasts, and podcasts. Here are a couple ways to stay in touch. You can become a fan of OIC on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at options_EDU, and join our group OIC on LinkedIn. There are a lot of unusual terms in the options universe. Being naked is one of them. Now, today we're going to discuss naked long and short positions, what these positions are, and what are the risks in having them. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's introduce our guest for today's topic on naked long and short options. We've got Bo Nobel, who was one of our OIC instructors. Bo, thanks for being on the show.
It's great to be here, Joe. Thank you.
Now, Bo, tell us a little bit about your background in the options industry.
It started in 1981. I was a clerk on the American Stock Exchange. I clerked for about a year until I started my own company and traded for 24 years as a floor trader and still consider myself an active trader till today.
Well, it sounds like you've seen a lot of markets.
And a lot of concerns and war, yes.
Yes, indeed. Well, thanks for being here. And from OIC's call center, we've got Jeff Huddleston, a senior specialist of investor services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Jeff, what's your role over at the OCC?
Well, as you said, Joe, I work in our call center. I've worked in our call center for about 10 years now. We answer phone calls from anybody from retail investors to brokerage firms to institutional traders. We answer emails throughout the day, and we answer chats.
You guys do a phenomenal job over there, and thank you for being here today as well.
Thank you.
Now, before we get into long and short, let's quickly talk naked. Well, as it relates to options, of course, what comes to mind? Bo?
Well, a naked option position is one with a significant amount of risk, a position without any hedge. There are many different positions that can be naked long or naked short. The key aspect of these positions is risk.
Now, naked or exposed option positions can be dangerous. You know, with that in mind, Jeff, can you tell our listeners what it means to be naked long?
Naked long means that you are uncovered. You have an uncovered or unhedged position, whether it be stocks or options or any type of financial instrument.
Now, Jeff, what happens if you buy a stock or just a naked long option?
Well, if you buy a stock, you're considered to be naked long. The stock can go down and you could lose your entire investment. In other words, you're unhedged. Your risk is limited, but can be substantial.
And I guess that's the same thing with the naked long option.
Correct.
Now, as always, the objective is to make a profit. The one thing that seems to be missing in this equation is the element of that all-important aspect of risk management. Bo, what are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's really a tough one, Joe. It's very, I think, subjective.
Well, I had the tough questions for you.
Thanks. But in my career, I've had the opportunity to train a few traders. And to my own credit, every one of these guys have been successful.
Good for you.
Yeah, it feels good. I firmly believe their success is based on three laws all my traders must live by. Firstly, never make anything up. Honestly, you do not know which way a stock or an underlying is ever going to move.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And a lot of people seem to think they do know. They have a great feeling for it, but honestly, you don't know. When you do have a strong inclination to do a trade, do it. Or at the very worst, very least, do some.
Would you repeat that? Because I think that's so incredibly important.
It is a linchpin of success, at least in my company or the traders that I've been associated with, and I will repeat it. When you have an inclination to do a trade, do it. A strong inclination. At least do some. If you're inclined to do a trade naked or uncovered, use it as an opportunity to leg in or leg out of a hedged or covered position or a spread. And lastly, this sounds confusing, but by the end of it, I think you'll all get it, and I think you all have to remember this. There really is no such thing as an option.
What? I am confused.
Right, because we're here, we have podcasts, we have presentations, we spend hours and hours, if not days and days, making these presentations about options, but here it is. There really is no such thing as an option. And really what I mean about that, they're derivative products. They're valued by an underlying security or by another option. If they're correlated, correlate them. Use that relationship. Exposure to risk can be minimized and returns maximized if hedging and spreading strategies are introduced. How utterly worthless would it be to be right and lose?
Nothing worse. Okay. Let's discuss various naked long and short positions. Now, Jeff, would you mind offering a couple of naked long type positions?
Sure, no problem at all. Naked long example or examples would be, once again, being long stock or being long a call or long a put.
Now, is there a way to quantify the risks associated with those naked long examples, Jeff?
As I mentioned earlier, an unhedged or naked position would be the example of owning a stock. The risk is that the stock goes down. When you own a put, the risk is that the stock goes up and you lose the entire value of your put option. And the risk in owning a call would be that the stock goes down. And once again, you lose a substantial, if not the entire amount of the call option.
Well, one of those great benefits to the whole options tool universe is you can quantify the risks on the long side.
Correct.
Now, Bo, how about some examples of naked short positions?
Well, I think in the options world, by definition, there are two. You can be short a call or you can be short a put.
Okay.
In the equity world, you can be short the security.
Well, how about getting into the whole risk profile associated with those short positions?
Sure. Well, this is a bit interesting, and let's try to do a little math with this.
Just a little.
It's going to be three pieces of math.
Okay.
There's three possible scenarios to a position, each quantifiably resulting in a 33% chance of happening. The equity can go up, down, or move sideways.
Makes sense.
Yeah. On the reward side, you're short, then two of these possible outcomes are advantageous, going down and staying the same. And that gives the short seller a 66% chance of a positive outcome. On the face of it, it may sound appealing, but let's take a look at the risk.
Please do.
So let's refer back to what Jeff said. The risk associated with a long position, call or put, is a bit like giving someone a dollar. Your risk is a dollar. Now, with a short position, it's a bit more like giving someone a high-limit credit card. With a short naked call, you do not know, nor can you truly calculate the potential loss. With a short put, the loss is limited to the underlying going to zero, but not unlimited, but in many cases, a lot.
Good example. Now, before we close out, I'm just curious about this one question. Given the risk profiles that you both described, why would investors want naked long and naked short positions? Jeff?
Well, I think an investor who is pretty confident in the direction of a particular stock, who doesn't necessarily want to buy a put option, is insurance for a downward move in the stock, would be somebody who wants to be naked long.
Okay. And Bo, the short side?
Well, I think you have to realize that there is a spectrum of investing, and certain people fit on that spectrum as they feel comfortable. There are people that like to be short premium. You realize that investing in options is an active investing strategy. So they feel as though they can monitor the position and not let it run away. They feel it's a great way to take a little credit, increase their return, and just be a little bit more proactive in management.
Now, Bo, last thing for you. Are there specific times when investors should consider these naked long or naked short positions?
Yeah, I truly believe so. Let's break it down by the type of option you're looking to invest in. There is an opportunity to leg into what we call an in-the-money or an at-the-money call. I think it's a great way. If you have an inclination, if you have a feeling towards a stock, let it go your way. But again, at a certain point, you have a price set, you have a risk tolerance, and you have a portfolio position. There's a time where you need to start to either hedge, roll, or exit. On the out-of-the-money options, there's a bit more sweating for a volatility move or an equity move. Once you get that move on your out-of-the-money option, you can put some other calls out there. I wouldn't suggest putting out some stock, but look to hedge, to roll, reduce the position once you have that volatility or equity move. I'll tell you, I've traded dozens of takeovers, hundreds of stocks, and hundreds of thousands of option contracts, and I can count on one hand the times I've bought options naked. There are many, many prudent, proven hedging and spreading strategies. Trading naked options in my world is none of these.
That's great, Bo. Thanks for that. And Jeff, thanks to you too for being on the show today. Good information for our listeners. Now, Bo is an OIC instructor, so look for him on the seminar circuit. And if you ever want to talk to Jeff or his knowledgeable staff of colleagues about any options-related questions, they're available through the OIC Help Desk. And you can reach them at 1-888-OPTIONS. Don't forget to check out our website at www.optionseducation.org. There's plenty there to assist you in learning more about options. And we are always looking for your feedback on the show, so email us at options@theocc.com. Lastly, don't forget the social links we provided at the beginning of our show. You can join us at LinkedIn, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. And remember, a little options education goes a long way.